Welcome to the Nerd Out and Workout Podcast. What's up, everyone? This is Coach Austin here coming to you with Hyper Strength and Conditioning with your Nerd Out and Workout Podcast, where we nerd out, workout, and podcast. And today we're going to go over fat loss versus weight loss. Just want to take a quick shout out to everyone listening to this podcast. We appreciate the support. Hyper Strength and Conditioning is still physically closed in San Jose, California. We are still in the shutdown. We are still riding out this pandemic, as with everyone else and around the world. And I hope everyone's staying safe. If you are not from the States, yes, it is quite a circus here. But we are making do. We are getting by. We have a lot of support. Our community is lovely. Our members and clients are still around. And we've actually been gaining a few of our listeners have been actually reaching out for virtual coaching sessions. And it helps a ton. I'm very excited and very humbled that you guys are actually coming out and reaching out to us to help you with your fitness goals. And I'm pretty excited. A couple of these lovely listeners are actually going to commit to a few virtual programs soon. And I'm excited because this helps us a lot because even though we're technically closed, we can still do a lot of online stuff, and we've been venturing into this online world more and more so, especially in the fitness interwebs and all that, seeing all these social media influencer training people diving into their world now. It's kind of weird. But it's been fun. We've been beefing up our YouTube. So, I mean, we have all our social links on the show notes. So it would help a ton if you guys want to come out and just check out those things. We have a good amount of content coming out. We have one of my buddies, Adrian Ricalde, Mango, so to speak. I call him Mango. He's played for the band Mango Kings. Look them up, too. They're pretty cool. Chill vibes, man. If you're stressed out, listen to them. It's pretty nice. Hawaiian music. But what was I going to say? Oh my God, lost my train of thought. We've been upping our production on our YouTube videos, doing a lot of RFT content, doing a lot of versus content where I do like mobility versus flexibility, power versus strength. I think the latest one I did was strength speed versus speed strength, which was kind of a delicate one because that gets really into like nerding out about strength and conditioning and all that. But today we're doing fat loss versus weight loss. And I think that's something I actually was going to do a video, but I wanted to do a podcast on it too. We had a great episode previously. If you guys haven't listened to it yet, with Coach Ranbir. He's a fellow gym owner. He's just a mile and a half away from our gyms are a mile away from each other, or a mile and a half away from each other. But he has great vibes. Him and LJ, they run a great operation there. He had some great input on how he helps his clients easily lose fat. His method of helping people transform their bodies and losing fat. It was a great podcast. I had to have him on because he had some just great knowledge to share with it, like effortless fat loss. It's just the way it sounds. He had some really great foundational points that could help anyone whose goal is to transform their body, lose fat. If that's like a lifelong goal of yours and you're still not there yet, definitely give that a listen. We have another upcoming guest the next week. I already recorded the episode, just got to edit it, but I'm going to be publishing another episode with one of the registered dietitians from the Oakland Raiders. If you don't know what football is, American football, it's one of the teams. But he's a sports nutritionist, registered dietitian for the Oakland Raiders, and he talks about nutrition basics and fundamentals for an athlete. So I think that was a great episode too. So keep a lookout for that. And we have another guest coming on, and I'm excited. I don't want to reveal it too soon because I don't know. It's such a big guest that I don't know. They might like kick me. They might be like, oh, you know what, you can't fit the schedule anymore, da da da. But if this guest pans out, It'll be real awesome. I know you guys enjoyed our past guests. So especially during this pandemic, I've been striving to get more guests to kind of bestow their knowledge for our audience for health and fitness and strength and conditioning and all that. And I hope you guys enjoy it. And then we have another guest too. There's like so many guests I'm just going over the guests of who we have the next coming few weeks, and I'm pretty excited. But yeah, so enough about the guests. All right. So today we're talking about fat loss versus weight loss, right? So weight loss, everyone's looking at just the number on the scale, right? Are we just looking at the number on the scale? Is that everyone's thinking about? It's like, man, how come that number's not going down? So every morning, there's probably a lot of you who weigh yourself every morning, every night, every day. It's a great way. I mean, for some, I'm going to tell you right now, for some of you, that's a great way to kind of manage, because it's feedback for you. So you want to manage that. Every day you want to adjust. If you're like bloated one day and it sees your scale blew up, that's fine. But weight is basically the totality of mass. It's a measurement of mass in totality. It's total mass. It includes your muscle, your bone, your organs, the water in your body, the density of your bones, whether your blood goes into fluids in your body. It's not necessarily just fat. Fat's included in this measure of weight and weight loss. So weight loss, basically, you're losing your mass is being reduced. Whether you lose water weight, your bones are getting less dense. You're not eating enough nutrients. You're basically in total. Like if you're wearing clothes and you, instead of wearing clothes, you just weigh yourself naked, that's, you technically lost weight. But that's weight loss. And then there's fat loss, where it's just focused specifically on the reduction of adipose tissue around your body or within your body, within your muscles. You're looking at the fat loss. And fat loss is, usually when people say tone, I want to tone my arms. I want to tone my legs. I want to tone. And what is toning? All right. Well, like toning is basically you could take a lightweight and you just do a lot of reps for 3 sets of 20. And that is toning the body. You are burning the fat. It's like, no, this is not 1985. All right, guys, this is not 1985. If you believe that, I'm sorry. I haven't been doing my job. But toning is the simultaneously building of lean body mass and the reduction of fat mass. Okay, you can do that by lifting heavyweight, you can do that by lifting lightweight, but it all comes down to how you're eating, what you're eating, what are you putting into your body. And one thing that I've noticed in this pandemic is that people have been now learning how to cook. I've been learning how to cook more so. But a lot of people now, because they don't want to eat out as much because of the pandemic, fear of catching something and whatnot, they're starting to learn how to cook themselves. And with how we have access to resources now, YouTube is like the main teacher of all this. Well, everyone's watching like Gordon Ramsay stuff. I am. Now, he has some great cooking lessons, you know what I mean? But learning how, like, people are making their own bread now. People are, you know, making more food at home, which means you're cutting out a lot of excess ingredients, excess calories that you mindlessly would eat. And even me, like when I would go out and take out my wife, well, we would, you know, you pay to go out to eat, to enjoy the time. You don't have to cook. You're tired from working all day, sitting in traffic or dealing with family. You know, whatever is going on in your life, you go out to eat to try to enjoy time for yourself. But then we don't, you know, we understand, we indulge, we get it. But now we're focusing more on what we're eating, because we want to cook our own food. We want to kind of stay safe, play it safe, and stay home. Well, from where I'm from, all that stuff. There's people out there who still think this is a myth, of the virus is a myth and all that. And yeah, I don't know what to say to you. So, But yeah, so going back to the point. So fat loss, again, reduction of adipose tissue. Weight loss is the reduction of your mass in totality. And a lot of people mix this up so many times. And you need to understand the difference. And you need to own the difference. I've had so many clients who weighed 205. Not 205, but like I've weighed a certain amount. Let's say they start the program. And this is when we used to do a lot of group classes too. So people would just come and do it every day. And they would do group classes and all that fun stuff and watch what they eat. And they would, the first day they would weigh in around 205. Let's just say 205 is the number. I don't know why it's the number right now. It's just a number. But like 205 pounds. That's American pounds. We don't do kilograms, even though, yeah, we should do something with the metric system, but it's pounds. So 205 pounds. And then they'll do the classes and all that fun stuff. And then after 6 weeks, they look better. Look like you guys look leaner. You look so much leaner. You look, oh my gosh. Like their face looks leaner. They're more energetic. They're fitting on clothes better. They're coming out with like slimmer suits, slimmer dresses. Like they're owning it. You can tell their confidence levels through the roof. Their habits have changed. They step on the scale. They're at 204, 203. But it's like, dude, you look like you lost like 15 pounds. You look like you lost like 20 pounds. And it's like, no, I only lost a pound. It's like, how is that possible? That's crazy. And if you were just focused on weight loss, you would just be frustrated. You would be pissed off. But you shouldn't place that much value. You shouldn't place that value at all, that much value at all at the number on the scale for weight loss. Unless you are morbidly obese, your health is at risk, then you know your doctor says you need to actually take off the pounds to reduce the stress from the heart and all that and your joints. That makes sense. But for the majority of people who just focus on the weight and nothing else, and even if they're looking good, they're feeling good, their numbers are great, their health is doing better, but their weight's not, the weight on the scale doesn't change, and then they're just stressed out, like, no, this is not working. That is dangerous territory right there, ladies and gents. That is not a place where you want to be at mentally. But now you're starting to compare yourself, you're starting to be like, you're starting to expect things that you shouldn't be expecting anyway. You should, with the work and the input that you're doing, if you're seeing body composition change, if you're seeing improvement in your energy levels, you're feeling less pain, you're moving more, your mood's elevated, you're fitting better in your clothes, your confidence is through the roof because your body composition changed and your habits have changed, your lifestyle has changed for the better. That's more speaking to the habits you've built. And actually leaning more towards the fat loss side. You probably, it looks like you lost 15 total pounds, but only lost 1 pound in weight. But in fat loss wise, if you look at your body composition change, maybe you lost it probably shows that you probably lost 10 pounds of fat and put on 5 pounds of lean body mass. And then a little bit more water weight in the muscles. So like 9 pounds of lean tissue, water, bone, or your bones are denser. Your bones are more dense because you're lifting more, you're doing more. They're adapting to the stresses that you're placing upon it. And then if you're eating right, you're eating more wholesome food, you have more nutrient-dense food coming in, your body is going to adapt and put those nutrients into building muscle, building bone to have you more active. You're probably hungrier because your basal metabolic rate is actually increasing because you're doing more things, you're more active. So it's changing the composition of your body. There's so much more going inside and within your body that you don't even know, that to just throw it all away because the number on that scale doesn't change is a shame. It truly is. So the point of this episode is to really look and understand what's going on. People just want a number. They want feedback. You got a lot of people just want feedback and data and seeing how the scale, you want that scale to go down because a number will make you happy. But in reality, it's not the number that makes you happy. It's the reason why you're doing it. There's so many times I sit down with new people. So many times. Been doing this for how long? Probably sat down with thousands of people already. Talking about what's their main goal. Fat loss. Weight loss. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do fat loss. I want to do weight loss. Okay, you know, I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay. 30 pounds, like total? Like why? Well, because I'm working now. I have 3 kids. And I just want to get back to this weight when I was in college. I'm at 160 now, and when I was at college, I was at 130, and I want to get back to that weight. Okay. Why do you want to get back to that weight? Well, because, you know, I was happier at that weight. Okay. Why were you happier at that weight? Well, because I was traveling more, I was doing more stuff, you know, I was more energetic, I had friends, I had a social life. This, this, and that. Okay, why is that important to you to feel like that again? It's like, well, you know, because if I'm at 130, then I'll be able to travel more again. I'll be able to do more things. My health is not getting better. I want to live longer for my kids, you know, and being at this state. Da, 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 da. Okay, cool. Why is that important to you? And I'll keep asking these questions. They think because of this magical number of This is the weight I was at when I was in high school, when I was in college, when I was in my 20s, when I was in my 30s, when I was in my 40s. You know, I was thriving. I was doing all these things. And now I'm at this weight and I suck. So if I go to this weight, everything will go back to how it was. That's something we really have to take a look at, because it's not necessarily that number. It is not. It was the lifestyle that you had when you were at that weight. You made time for all these activities. For this individual that I'm giving you an example of, 3 kids, now at 160, working, you know, they're probably in their 40s, late 40s, and then they're looking back in college years. Like, man, before they had kids, before they had a full-time job. Who remembers college? If you're still in college, enjoy it. If you're not in college, still enjoy it. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to, this whole college thing, that's another podcast. I actually, I graduated and all that stuff. But to that point, if you're younger, before you had kids, before you had another life, you were focused on yourself. You made time for yourself. You made time to do things that you were interested in. You made time for your friends that you wanted to hang out with. But now as we progress and as we go through life, we have more responsibilities. When you start a family, it's not about you anymore. It's about your children. It's about making sure they have a better life. They have all the things that you want to provide. We lose sight. We lose sight on who we are. And don't take it from me, because again, I hear a lot of parents going, Austin, you don't have kids. You don't understand. No, I don't. I don't have kids. But I've helped a lot of parents reclaim their life. I helped a lot of busy moms, helped a lot of busy dads. I helped a lot of busy single people who just buried themselves in their work and threw their health away. And now I helped a lot of people claim their life. And the common thing was they just never made time for themselves. And it's like, how come you don't make time for yourself? It's like, well, because I got to do this, I got to do that. It goes into people pleasing, ladies and gents. It goes into making sure that the other person is better, that the people that you care about is doing well. Like, fuck my health. I need to make sure you're okay. And that's, I mean, if you have kids and all that, I totally get it. But, and there's a but. You can do all this stuff to help them, but if your shit goes out of whack, if your health is out of whack and you're not putting yourself as a priority, how much more time do you have left to help those that you love? How much? You want to help them. You want to be there for them. But if you're not taking care of yourself, what's going to happen when you're gone? People don't realize that the best way to help other people around you is to take care of yourself. Dead ass serious. I've learned this the hard way. I've had a lot of people tell me, myself, like, Austin, you're too much of a people pleaser. You need to take care of yourself. before you start taking care of others. You always try to take care of others before yourself. And it's a thing. It's a thing. What happens to a lot of us, it's a common thing. You have to understand there's a lot of issues, and I'm not trying to be a therapist here, but there's a lot of issues that go into why we put ourselves last and put other people first. But from what I've seen with the clients that I've worked with who have seen the best results, they put themselves as a priority. And because they put themselves as a priority and they go into focusing on building better habits, building a better lifestyle change, they were able to reclaim their life and live a more energetic life and not the life that they had partying when they were in their 20s. You know, it's all about me, but being able to live more life with their family, with their kids, with their loved ones, being able to be in the moment. By taking care of themselves, they're able to bring more joy and positivity to the people around them. And that in turn helps the people, helps their loved ones live a better life. All ships rise with the tide. All ships rise with the tide. And you probably hear that a lot, but it's true. You need to be able to make yourself better in order to make other people feel better. If you do not take care of yourself, the people closest to you will suffer. If you do not take care of yourself, the people closest to you will suffer. I'm dead serious. I have family members who don't take care of themselves, and now I have other family members who are going out of their way to take care of them when they're supposed to actually be enjoying life and all that. Don't want to get too specific in detail, but it's just one of those things. Like, how many times do you see a family member they don't take care of themselves, and now another family member has to take care of them? And now they're sacrificing, and then everyone else has to kind of pitch in. How many GoFundMe pages have you seen since GoFundMe came up? How many GoFundMe pages have you seen come up? And I'm pretty sure it's more prevalent in the States, but how much GoFundMe pages have you seen go up because someone has like some crazy, I don't know, a disability or something that they didn't take care of themselves, you know? More often than not, it's like a special occasion and you want to help a family member, that's fine. But how many other times have you seen like high blood pressure or just something related to health, high cholesterol, and then it leads into a heart attack or whatever, and now they're debilitated, they have medical bills they need to pay for. Like, how many times have you seen that where it could have been prevented? The person could have just taken care of themselves. Now, let's say you don't have the resources to take care of yourself. Let's say, like, well, Austin, I don't have a lot of fucking money to buy all these fucking nutrient-dense foods because they're damn expensive. And we're in a pandemic. I just lost my job. I don't know what the fuck to do. And to that, I'm not going to be sitting on my high horse and being like, adapt and attack. Let's be positive, guys. Because I do believe there is a level of toxic positivity. Of like, you can't just turn a blind eye to this pandemic. But what I can say is just take it one day at a time and focus it on the moment of what's going to help you the most right now. Focus on what's going to help you the most right now. Because, God, I don't know what else to do. I don't know, but there's no answer to that. Because I know there's people asking that. Like, well, what the fuck do I do, Austin? Fuck, man, I lost my job. I'm late on my rent. What am I going to do? How am I going to live a healthier lifestyle? And that's some heavy-ass shit, guys, ladies. And if you're listening to this and you're going through it, fuck. I mean, motivation is a myth, and that's another podcast episode, but motivation is a myth. What we're living through right now is pretty tough, and it will test your will. It'll test your character. And what I can say is just, you have to dig and keep looking for resources that will help you out. They're out there, and if they're not, you gotta fucking find it. Like, you gotta find it somehow. Ask around. And one of the biggest things is throwing your pride to the wayside. Throwing your pride to the wayside. I had to close my gym, you know, and That was income coming in. That was, and we were killing it, man. Oh my God, we were on a roll, and then it just boom, COVID, and all these other small businesses. I get it. All these other small businesses are closed too, and everyone is kind of like suffering together. But you know, when I closed my gym, I didn't know, you know, what was going on. How are we going to get more members? You know, you had to adapt. You have to do online, but a lot of people don't want to do that, and people are being, you know, people don't want to spend money. People don't want to do this. So what do we do? So it's like, well, we're going to have to figure this out one day at a time, figure out what the resources are available to us, right? The government funding stuff, apply for the grants, apply for the PPP. Nothing's guaranteed, but you still have to try, you know, you still have to try. And that's the best type of advice, because it's the fact that if you don't try, then you never know. And then it's just everything goes to shit. So that's, we just took a total different turn on this podcast, but that's what I'm saying though, because I'm like going everywhere, but going back to making a change now, especially during our environment and our situation, is really focus on not only one data point, which is the weight scale, but everything else that's going on. Are you making more time for yourself? Are you fitting better in your clothes if you're in this fat loss journey or weight loss journey? But are you fitting better in your clothes? Are you having more energy? Is your mood being better consistently? Do you have more confidence? Are you thinking differently about yourself? Are you having no shame to make time for yourself? First, putting yourself first before everyone else, because that's an actual thing. And right now everyone's like, well, shit, man, I don't know what to do. I'm so depressed. I can't even talk to people. I can't even like see people in person, and this and that. So again, it goes back to, okay, well, what makes you happy? Why is it that you feel like this? And I know in certain parameters, we're like, oh, fuck. Well, like, we can't meet in person. It sucks. But what other ways can you go about it? What other ways? You got to explore. You got to try. But yeah, so that in a way would help a lot of people get closer to getting to where they want to be. And with this specific episode, fat loss versus weight loss, if you're listening to this, you're looking for some type of change in your health, you're interested, you want to know the difference between weight loss and fat loss. And I'm telling you right now, the difference is weight loss and fat loss is success. Okay? That is, success is the main difference between fat loss versus weight loss. And I'll tell you why. With fat loss, if you focus on just fat loss and body comp and just seeing how your clothes fit and seeing it that way, that you are more successful in that point versus weight loss. In weight loss, if you just keep paying attention to that damn scale, you're going to start doing things to manipulate just that one data point. You're not going to be focusing on the other data points that actually truly matter in your life. Look at fighters, look at wrestlers, look at sports that require you to weight cut. There's so many ways I could show you how to lose 10 pounds in a day. I've done it. It sucks. It's possible. But it's not the healthiest way to treat your body. There's so much eating disorders and all that stuff that arise from it. And psychologically, you kind of fuck with your mind, especially when you're always trying to stay at that number. So fat loss versus weight loss. I truly recommend everyone to just focus on fat loss and taking it one day at a time. And if everything seems hopeless, at least try. At least make time for yourself to try and find a way. Because that, even if you found, it's all about the little things too. If you have to make a little progress, even if you find just a little win, you have to celebrate your small wins. Make time for yourself. Making time for yourself is the biggest thing right now. And focusing on your own health and your own mental health, that's the biggest thing right now. Because if you don't take care of yourself, everyone around you is going to suffer. And that's actually more true now than it is, than it ever was before. But yeah, I hope this little episode is helpful. And I hope you guys took something away from it. I hope it was great. You know, it would help us a lot if you guys could subscribe to this podcast wherever it is. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. I think we're going to be on Amazon soon. Wherever this podcast is, you know, it'd be Stitcher. I think Stitcher was on there. But yeah, if you could just follow it, give us a review. That would help a lot on Apple Podcasts. Just give us a review, Spotify. And we are taking virtual clients. So wherever you are in the world, you let me know. I can even do a 1 hour consult, nutritional consult. If you need help with your nutrition, we do 1 hour nutritional consultations for a nominal fee, and that all helps support the small business here in San Jose, as we are physically closed. But if you just need any help, just feel free to reach out. I'll do my best to help you out in any way, shape, or form. If you want to watch some of our latest content as well, our workout videos. If you want just some in-home workout videos, go on the YouTubes. We're doing a lot of RFT, raw functional training type bodyweight workouts. There's a lot of videos out there that we put up that don't require a lot of equipment. You can just do them in your home. And I'm also going to throw up our mobility flows. We have an upper body mobility. So if you have upper body tightness, you know, upper back, neck, shoulders, there's an upper body flow for you. And then I'm about to publish a lower body mobility video that would help a lot of people if you have low back pain and tight hips. I'm telling you, those are fire. But again, wherever you are, we just appreciate you supporting our little podcast. It's grown a little bit. I don't know how true this is, but apparently we reached top 100 in health and fitness podcasts in Canada, and we've reached top 40 for a bit in Japan. Now, not right now. Like, it was at one point, like for a day we hit it, and then now we just fell back to like out of 100. But thank you to those of you listening. That was awesome. I appreciate it. It's, again, celebrating the small wins. Those are our small wins, you know, like, you know, being ranked in health and fitness and in podcasts in Japan for top 40 and in Canada for top 100 for even just for a day. That's just, I appreciate that. Thank you guys. We appreciate that. And it helps us a ton, helps our morale as well. Again, if you feel like this content will help a friend, you know, feel free to share this podcast as well. That just helps us out. But yeah, I hope everyone's staying safe. I hope everyone's keeping the morale up. I'll do my best to try to keep it going and try to bring some cool ass people here for you guys to listen to. And yeah. All right, guys. Well, this is Coach Austin with Hyper Strength and Conditioning with your Nerd Out and Workout podcast, where we can nerd out, workout, and podcast. And I will see you guys later. Okay, bye.